Welcome to Building a New Dream, the third in a series of 12-part podcasts by the Grand Council, brought to you by Ancient Future Today.
And so it is, we come to meet and to greet and to consider and to pause it and to pause it, meaning the moment of life that was before you turned this on and life as it will be after you close it down. And to begin to consider the topic of beauty as it relates to dreaming a new dream or building a new dream, dreaming a new build, perhaps even. And so it is that we come to you with our arms wide open, on our knees in the metaphorical sense, begging you to listen to what it is about beauty that is important to yourself. For as far as we are concerned, there are many, many different places on your planet that are man-made or woman-made, human-made, that are so beautiful that it brings tears to our eyes. And there are so many more places that are human-generated that are not beautiful that we catch our breath when we look in at some of your cities or some of your landfills or some of your warehouse or container yard districts, thinking, could it not have been done with a bit of beauty even? And so we ask you to wonder yourself about humanity and what it is that beauty means to you as a human, to your family, your beloveds, your neighbors, community, nations, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And look at your home. Is it, even if it is humble, even if it does not have a lot of accoutrement or a lot of fancy things hanging about the place, whatever it may be, whether it is a fisherman's shack or a huge mansion with many, many rooms and swimming pools, et cetera. What is beautiful about where you live in terms of the structure within which you live, be it a cave or be it something else of some sort, a tent perhaps, the back of your vehicle? For those of you who are homeless, some of you are in tents and some of you are in shelters and some of you are sleeping rough on the sidewalks and some of you are nomads and traveling around in a variety of different sorts of things that accommodate your bodies awake and asleep. Some of you are sleeping under trees in climates that allow you to do so in certain seasons. So what is it about where you hang your hat, so to speak, that is beautiful? Is it the things? Is it the setting? Is it how you care for your home? Is it the memories that things engender you to think about when you look at them? Is it that you keep your house in good repair and in a way that were creator itself to walk in your front door, you would be not at all embarrassed to say, welcome, come in for a cup of whatever creator drinks? Or would you scurry around and say, oh dear, we were renovating. And in fact, it is just the last 20 years you have been renovating and this is how it looks all the time. And you've grown accustomed to living in that way. And then when you move out of your home or your place where you reside, look at your neighborhood. Do people have self-respect even if they don't have big budgets? Do they have self-respect when they have a decent amount of money to live with and from and allows them then to beautify the spaces around their homes, to keep them clean and painted and whatever else it is that is required for a structure? And then go out on your street and look at it and say, now, is this beautiful? And then go through your neighborhoods and go through your city parks, if they are safe enough for you to walk through them. go through your city areas and say, now, is this beautiful? And if it is, what makes it beautiful to me? We are not talking about beautiful meaning you have memories of having a happy birthday party at this particular restaurant or bar or facility, or seeing a good movie at the theater, or not those kinds of experiences where you were that brings a sense of beauty to you. Rather the structures, rather the architecture, rather the grouping of buildings and this, that, and the other, rather the rubbish, rather the way the rubbish is dealt with. Rather, is it beautiful because it is different? Each and every facility is different and unique. Is that beautiful to you? Or is it when things are harmonized and they look like they came out of a Better Homes and Gardens magazine that has harmonized the theme for the village or the city? Or does it have to have a lot of foliage around, trees and plants and potted flowers? Or what is it? We are not telling you how beauty could or should be for you. We are asking you to make those decisions. Part and parcel of what the Mastery Project is all about for the second of, there are three decades at least for this project ahead. The first decade will deal with something other than beauty. And the second decade will deal with beauty as only humans create. And that will include visual beauty. It will include architecture. It will include song and dance and colors and forms and art and theater and poetry and literature and all the different expressions of beauty as only humanity can create. Nature herself has you beat already on the beauty score. So not to compete with nature in any way, shape, or form, rather to find the beauty that really does thrill and really does inspire and really does hold each and every one of you in a sense of wonder, in a sense of being caressed by something that is beautiful, by allowing yourself to be gifted by beauty and to honor and to respect it as something very precious. Now, beauty does not mean a particular brand or a particular style, color, shape. No, beauty is very much in the eye and the spirit of the beholder and of the creator of the beauty. And so as a co-creator, as a master and a co-creator in your own life, be sure you are creating the beauty that really gifts you in return. There are some places that are very devoid of things, more of a Zen sort of environment. That to some people, that sensibility is far more beautiful than walking into a museum or walking into a library where there are many, 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 many things to look at. It is in the eye and the sensibility of the individual master that the sense of beauty will lay and will, for many of you, be dormant because you've not really thought about it too much. Are you as beautiful as you could be if you were happy, if you were healthy, if you were in the colors that make your heart sing, if you added a little bit here or there of this or that, would that make you feel and then look more beautiful? Do you feel beautiful? Can you see beauty when you look at yourself? Do you have messages of, oh, how beautiful I am, inside and out, sorts of messages that you send and receive to and from yourself or from and to yourself? Perhaps not too many people have gone that far with beauty, and we would urge you to experiment and to experience that sort of messages of beauty from self to self. And so what we would just say about beauty is make sure when you are building a new dream collectively and also individually, that beauty is a major component of that. For indeed, there is a dearth of beauty in many people's lives. And even just a green plant or a bit of waterfall or cleaning the streets or finding a way to recycle the rubbish so it is not piling up or becoming the decor for the neighborhood. Those sorts of things could make an enormous difference in the dream being a beautiful dream that you are building. And we urge you to this with every fiber. You deserve to live in beauty, peace, and harmony. Beauty's the easiest one for us to urge first. Get that right, and peace and harmony may follow. And until we have the pleasure and the honor, go with our love, blessings, and in beauty. Adieu.
Thank you for listening. Please join us for future podcasts on this same channel.